Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on April 29 regarding Nestor, N-E-S-T-O-R, Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Rodriguez as described in the reports cited above. Compared these pertained to multiple alleged work injuries of 9606, 7709, 21210, 11811. And 11811. Period. You have now provided me with some additional documentation to consider. Period. This addresses the petitioner's allegation of increased disability as well as causation of same to the work injuries sustained under your auspices. Period. These are summarized in correspondence to you dated 9/14/20 by the petitioner's attorney. Period. And put this in bold. I will mark what I believe to be relevant to incorporate into this report. Period, new paragraph. Additional documentation shows the petitioner filed a claim petition relative to an event of 2/12/10, period. He also filed one relative to an event of 8/27/15 involving a fall. This allegedly resulted in acute post-traumatic left shoulder internal derangement requiring surgical repair with permanent and chronic orthopedic residuals. He filed another claim petition relative to an event of 9/17/15. It indicates he sustained a burn and fall, resulting in acute post-traumatic right shoulder strain and sprain with internal derangement and second-degree frostbite injury to the face and arm with permanent and chronic orthopedic residuals and significant scarring. Period. He also received an order approving settlement on 11/1/17 to be inserted. Period. This was in reference to a motor vehicle accident that occurred on 10/9/14. Period. New paragraph, as per psychiatric report of Dr. Tobe, T-O-B-E, dated 3/19/12, Mr. Rodriguez had various levels of permanent disability that will be inserted as marked from the bottom of page 2 and onto page 3, period. In paragraph on 3/30/12, the petitioner was seen by Dr. Pressman at the referral of his attorney, period. He also offered estimates of disability and causation to be inserted from the bottom of page 18 as marked, period. And underline this, I may also mark additional content from page 17 and the top of page 18, period. New paragraph, Mr. Rodriguez was seen on 3/31/15 by Dr. Reiner, R-E-I-N-E-R, also at the referral of his attorney. Period. He had initially seen Nestor on 3/8/11, period. The listed dates of injury for this assessment was on 9/6/06 and 2/12/10. period. He learned at the 2011 evaluation. Mr. Rodriguez complained of a pain in his right knee as well as pain in his lumbar spine. Pretty was scheduled to undergo arthroscopic surgery to the right knee. Pretty had been working and using a knee brace. Pretty continued to complain of pain in his back and pain and weakness to his legs, with swelling, clicking, popping, and giving way. Pretty past medical history was remarkable for knee arthroscopy, back surgery, and shoulder surgery. Pretty was currently taking Percocet, Tramadol, Ibuprofen, and Xanax. Prepared to put this in underline. Both Percocet and Tramadol are narcotics, placing him at risk for dependence and abuse. Prepared, this is compounded by his use of Xanax as well. Period. And underline this, the relevant history and disability will be marked and then be inserted to my report. Period. He concluded Nestor had permanent chronic injuries to his back and knee from his work-related accident, and these will progress in the future. Period. In paragraph on 9/23/15, the petitioner was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zabinski, Z-A-B-I-N-S-K-I, as it related to the 9606 and T-1210 injuries. Period. He noted the petitioner's early course of treatment and that he was placed at maximum medical improvement and released from care on 8/12/10 by Dr. Dwyer. Period. He then saw Dr. Dwyer again on 131/14 for a need for treatment evaluation. Period. He listed Dr. Dwyer's findings and comments that will be inserted as marked. Period. He noted subsequent reports from Dr. Reiner dated 3/31/15, period. Dr. Zabinski also elicited an interim history. He also performed a physical examination and generated diagnostic impressions and causation analysis that will be inserted as marked, period. Paragraph, Mr. Rodriguez was seen again by Dr. Dwyer on 2/23/17 relative to left shoulder pain. Period had originally been seen for a work-related injury to the left shoulder on 8/27/15 while working for Suburban Propane. Period then underwent left shoulder arthroscopic surgery on 2/5/16. Period. On 2/22/16, Nestor fell forward on both arms and injured both shoulders. Pretty presented to physical therapy and reported this fall. Pretty was seen emergently by Dr. Dwyer on this occasion for his left shoulder complaints. Period. He noted some relevant history and other language that will be inserted as marked, period. And bold this, it is important to include the surgical history listed in the left-hand column that is marked as well, period. Amongst Dr. Dwyer's comments was the statement that, quote, the only derivative injury with regard to this patient's left shoulder is a large interstitial rotator cuff tear seen on the MRI arthrogram performed after the fall on the stairs. Granted, he did have a preoperative MRI which predated the fall. Period, it did not reveal an interstitial rotator cuff tear. Period. At this evaluation, Mr. Rodriguez indicated he was gainfully employed as a bus driver for the Vineland Board of Education. Period, he has passed pre-employment physical examinations to assume his position and may continue to do so based upon the results of those assessments. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner saw Dr. Dwyer again on 4/10/17. Period. He diagnosed tendonitis of the left rotator cuff. Period. Exam was unchanged. Period. They discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 2/16/17, x-rays of the left shoulder were performed to be inserted here. Period. Surgery was done on 7/21/17 to be inserted here. Period. He continued to be monitored postoperatively by Dr. Dwyer and his physician assistant. Period. This continued through 12/14/17. Period. At that juncture, diagnoses were incomplete tear of the left rotator cuff, parentheses, interstitial tear, close parentheses, semicolon, superior glenoid labrum lesion of the left shoulder, semicolon, tendonitis of the left rotator cuff, semicolon, comma, and pain in the left shoulder. Period. He observed excellent range of motion and strength. Period. He believed a treatment plateau had been obtained. Period. He placed the petitioner upon on Ultram. Period. From the perspective of his left shoulder, he may work without restriction and was discharged from care. Period. Findings and conclusions. Nelson Rodriguez has alleged multiple work-related injuries dating back to as early as 2006 and maybe before. Period. I will not summarize all these injuries and his course of treatment relative to them. Period. What will be emphasized is the relevant information to your questions. Period. Namely, comma, whether there is increased permanency to the left shoulder on 8/27/15 and the right shoulder on 9/17/15. Period. Also alleged derivative aggravation of the left shoulder in 2016 when he fell. Close quotation marks, because his compensable knee injury with NJM caused him to fall down a flight of steps. Period. End quote. New paragraph. In short, he does have interim non-work-related injuries, particularly at the insured. Period. These would not have been caused by his compensable knee injury, as there would not have been instability at the time of that fall. Period. And that is the end for now.